both of you have used the rigors of the transplant. What are you talking about?
Folks with progressive disease of their liver, as he was talking about with cirrhosis, it comes to a point where that organ is no longer going to work functionally for you and would end up being sort of a early mortality or early failure of life. So replacing that organ, which is something now which is part of our mainstream healthcare, is what we talk about with transplant. And it's just that. It's removing your entire diseased liver and replacing it with a healthy liver from either a deceased donor or a living donor. And there are some complexities to both of those.
And that operation can take a while.
That is. It's a big operation. It takes several hours, on average, probably 6 to 8 hours. It's a procedure now we've been doing since the early 80s and roughly 7,500 patients a year in the United States undergo liver transplantation.
In the world of kidney transplant, the kidneys stay in. But in liver transplant, the liver comes out. The old scarred liver comes out. Is that because of space, or is that because of how you hook the organ up to blood supply? And
sure. So you bring up a great point, and this we talk about with our patients. You're right. With kidney transplants, we leave their old kidneys in place because typically, as you know, as a nephrologist, those kidneys have scarred down and they're all the way in the back, and the kidney gets put into a different anatomical location. It's called heterotopic transplant. In liver, we actually remove the diseased liver for two reasons. One you brought up, which is the blood supply. So the blood supply of the entire intestines goes through the liver, and we need that blood supply to go through the healthy liver so the liver can do its metabolic and detoxification functions. The other reason we remove that diseased liver is that chronically scarred liver is certainly at risk of developing liver cancers, and we would be continuing to survey that liver. And if we had to address cancers in that, say we had left that liver behind, that would make it very difficult to manage the disease.
So the liver goes into its normal spot?
Normal spot.
Hooked up to blood supply,
mm-hmm.
And it's ready to roll.
That's right. It's like replacing parts in the engine. Got to put them back where you took them out.